What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. So, guys, last night I was kind of strolling through my Twitter, you know, the Twitter timeline, as usual. It's about 2 a.m. in the morning. And I came across these trending hashtags that were almost just, let's be honest, they were too awesome not to share with you guys, you know? Drum roll, let's go ahead and tell them what it is. All right, I'm just kidding. I just really wanted to use that sound. boom! Wasn't really a joke, but I still wanted to use a sound, like I said. Anyway, the hashtag was hashtag brag about your generation and hashtag bleep a quote to make it sound dirty. Doesn't that sound interesting? I had to. So anyways, I'm going to share with you guys a few of the funniest ones that I could find, or maybe even some that might piss you off if you hear them. It depends. I don't know. And please feel free to call in with your own hashtag responses to this podcast episode. And I'll be honest with you, I'm really sure that you guys have some really good ones. All right. So anyways, 805-664-1828. You can call my Google Voice number if you don't have the Anchor app. And if you have the Anchor app, just go ahead and call in. Yeah, fail me. Let's go ahead and get into it. But before we get started, I want to go ahead and say Happy World Honeybee Day. Now, I know that's random, but that's what I do here. Every now and then, you learn something, you know, and who knows, maybe one night you'll be at trivia night with your homies, with your friends, and they'll ask a question, and then you'll think back to one of my professionally silly podcast episodes. And when you know the answer to that random ass question, and you win that free pizza for your homies, you'll have me to thank. You will. You're welcome. Anywho, moving on. Beekeepers, honey lovers, and all blooming things in nature, make note that the third Saturday in August is World Honeybee Day. Now, recognizing not only the honeybee, but the beekeepers who tend to the hives, World Honeybee Day encourages everyone to enjoy and buy locally grown honey. Now, a way to observe World Honeybee Day is to collect and spread local wildflower seeds and promote honeybee population. Now, flavors of honey will vary depending on the variety of flowers and nectar available to the bees. That's really interesting. You can have clover, alfalfa, lavender, orange, and chestnut are just a few of those that you can choose from. And you can replace your usual sweetener with honey for the day. That's kind of cool, and you can actually taste that difference. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm one of those people who likes to put honey in their tea. I like milk and honey. I'm one of those people. I think that's how the British take it. Don't they put milk in their tea? It's fantastic. I love that shit. So actually, World Bee Honey Day began as National Honey Bee Day in 2009 with a proclamation that was issued by the Secretary of Agriculture, Thomas J. Vilsack. I hope I said his name correctly. And the day grew rapidly, bringing awareness to the benefits and environmental needs of honeybees. So that's kind of interesting, actually. I'm telling you, I'm one of those people, I see a bee, I'm either going to run from it, swat it, or try to kill it. But knowing that bees are important to the aquaculture of our society, I really got to stop doing that. But roaches and spiders, nah, they're fair game. Those motherfuckers are dying by my foot. All right, well, anyways, World Honeybee Day is brought to you by the nationaldaycalendar.com. So check out that website, and you can check out what all the national days are and the international days are all year round. All right, let's go ahead and get back to these random ass tweets. All right. Let's go ahead and take it back and get back to the hashtag. So the first hashtag is hashtag brag about your generation, which is pretty much people using that hashtag to, I guess, reminisce about the good old times. And even a few of them aren't as positive, I guess you could say. All right. So the first one says, curfew was the street light. Mom yelled to come in, not called my cell when I was playing outside. And if I didn't eat what my mom made, I didn't eat. Rode a bike without a helmet, drank from the hose, Saturday morning cartoons and a bowl of cereal, and no care in the world. Hashtag brag about the generation. That's coming from at Heart Eyes for Brady. That's hilarious. I mean, that's true though. I remember those days, man. You know, you stay outside till it starts to get dark, then you know it's time to get home. You know? And I was those kids, man. I never had a helmet on my bike. I had a helmet. I never wore that shit. Which, by the way, if there's any kids listening, I apologize for the profanity, and also wear your helmet. Stay in school, all that. Say no to drugs. And Saturday morning cartoons, yeah. All right, so the next one is from at CatZZ77. And she says, hashtag brag about the generation. We lived dangerously when the phone rang. We had no idea who it was. Yo, oh my God, that is hella facts. That is hella facts. We had no idea who it was. Like, before caller ID, your phone would ring and you would say hello. And when you said hello, there was usually a question mark, like hello. And that question mark meant, who the fuck is this? Who who are you and why are you calling? That's what, wow. That kind of takes me back a lot. I'm loving this. All right, so the next hashtag is, a friend of mine, Megan Tongis. And it says, I write all my secrets in cursive. It's like a lost language. Hashtag brag about your generation. I fucking love that. That's true. To be honest with you, I don't even remember if I can write in cursive. Holy shit. Can I? I'm about to try that out. All right. So the next hashtag we have is from Anartek the Exhausted. And it says, we're drowning in debt. Older generations are blaming us for everything going wrong, and everyone thinks we're teenagers. Oh, wait, you said brag. Hashtag brag about your generation. Well, you know, I said some of them were a little negative, but they're right. It's all of your faults, millennials. No, I'm kidding. The economy was fucked up before you, so I don't blame you at all. We'll be right back after this random sound. I told you it would be random, didn't I? So the next one is actually, let me see. Oh, here it is. Steve Redman. It says, I learned to type essays without a delete key or cut and paste. Hashtag brag about your generation. I'm assuming he's talking about a typewriter. That's my guess. Or maybe he just meant like actual writing with like writing paper and pen and pencil and shit. Jesus Christ, that poor man. All right, so the next one is from Just Me. It says, we know how to count back change without the cash register telling us the amount. Hashtag brag about your generation. Wow, I remember those days. I remember knowing how to count. I don't know why I did that. All right, next one is from Irish as fuck. So Irish AF. He says, finding porn took hard work and determination. Hashtag brag about your generation. I think this is my fucking favorite one so far. Yo, he's right. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you can just type in the word, I don't know, tennis ball. All of a sudden, you've got like just fisting all over your screens. I don't know. It's just crazy. You know, porn is free these days. Like, why buy it? It's so easy to find. You remember those days you used to snoop around your parents' bedroom looking for their sexy tapes? Yeah, there's a lot of you out there. I fucking know it. All right, so the next one is from Brainy Janie, and it says, hashtag brag about your generation. We know about manners and respect. Damn. Well, she just dropped the truth bomb on all y'all motherfuckers. The next one is from Margie J, and it says, we memorize phone numbers. Hashtag brag about your generation. Holy shit. That's actually a really good one because don't even know my mother's phone number by heart. Holy, if my phone died or got lost or stolen or something like that, I don't know what I would do. I guess I can call 411 for, shit, I don't have a phone. Damn it, I can't lose my phone. I can't lose it. Okay, so I actually decided to join in on this hashtag. Mine was, MTV was worth my time. For some reason, green ketchup was a thing. Music was awesome because they didn't write songs for paychecks. Gas was affordable as fuck. And TGIF was the best television ever. Hashtag brag about your generation. I mean, everything there was facts, I feel like. The next comes from that girl on Twitter, and she says, I play outside and my parents didn't even organize it for me. I just went outside and it happened. Children gathered and played. It was amazing. Hashtag brag about the generation. The next one comes from Shawshank underscore 38. My generation can't afford to buy a house because we spend all of our money on avocado toasts. Well, all right. Hashtag brag about the generation. To be honest with you, I didn't even know avocado toast was a thing until I moved to California. All right. So the next one is from Bob Marsdale. He says, one TV and kids were the remote. Hashtag brag about your generation. The next one is from Dawn, the real Dawn Parks. And it says, we didn't fuck up the earth. Hashtag brag about your generation. Wow. This one's from Steve Redman. Says, my grandmother sent me to the store for cigarettes when I was 5. Seatbelts were optional. I rode the subway by myself when I was 8, and my parents didn't know where I was half the time. That was parenting in the 60s, and most of us survived. Hashtag brag about the generation. Dude, I'm really glad you're still alive. The next one comes from Tristan R. Kelly. And he says, we dealt with long, dangerous phone cords, rewinding VHS tapes, reading books for research instead of Google searches. Oh, and we survived Columbia House CD contracts and collection attempts. Brag, hashtag brag about your generation. And then we've got Robin Jojo, who says, rain was colorless till my generation made it purple. Hashtag brag about your generation. I freaking love this, man. You guys are awesome. I got a couple more for you. And it says, this is from Jeff Hendricks. And it says, we live in the world. We don't just record it. Hashtag brag about your generation. Wow, I like that one. And the last one says, hashtag brag about your generation. Best music, best movies, best TV shows, best video games, best brands, best bands, best radio, best toys, and best times equals the 80s. Can't say the same for this for those things now, today, in 2018. And that's coming from Heavy Metal 101. Hashtag brag about the generation. Well, I mean, everybody has their opinions, don't they? So this next hashtag legit had me in stitches. Like, for real, I was laughing. It was crazy. So this one is hashtag bleep a quote to make it sound dirty. So the first one comes from at Trudy Talk on Twitter, and she says, I'll you my pretty and your little dog too. Hashtag bleep a quote to make it sound dirty. I love that. That's gorgeous. All right. So the next one is actually mine. I said, teach me how to Jake. Obviously, we got the Titanic there. Before that, you know, we've got the, the evil witch on the Wizard of Oz. All right. So the next one is from at live from underscore 10 HIC. And he says to or not to, that is the question. Classic. All right, got a little Shakespearean up in this bitch. Okay. The next one is from at Aloha Tags. And they said, ooh, we're going to need a bigger I love this. We'll be right back after this sound with a few more hashtags. Hashtag a quote to make it sound dirty. You see the kind of thing you can come up with for a podcast 2 o'clock in the morning when you should be sleeping but have insomnia? Yeah, this is what you get. So let's go ahead and get back to hashtag a quote to make it sound dirty. So another one, it comes from Keebler Side Job. And this person says, nobody, baby in a corner. Ooh, that's a good one. Dirty Dancing. I remember that one. I like that movie. Oh, it was so dirty. And they were dancing. And random fact, those two actors who played the main character lead, Baby and Patrick Swayze's character, they could not stand each other. They actually did not get along behind the scenes. So, yeah, interesting. See, that's why acting is, well, it's acting. Moving on. Murph. Murph says, so tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, 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 really get zigger, huh? Oh my God, I had to read. That was one of my favorite ones there. If you want my, forget my, I'm adding to that. All right, so the next one is at Luke Wheeler 01. Luke says, me outside, how about that? not bad. I like that one. The next one is, what is this, at Nessa_star4. And Nessa says, say hello to my little. There we go, Scarface. Bing, bam, boom. How about that? Love it. Oh, hey, Luke is up again. Luke Wheeler. 01 says, one small for man, one giant for mankind. It's beautiful. Beautiful. It takes me back. We've got another one here from at just my tweet. And this is a classic from a 90s sitcom. Did I that? Stephen Q. Urkel. You know, that's probably one of my favorite quotes of all times. Whenever I'm feeling down, I just think about, did I that? It just makes everything clear. Our last and final quote says, this is actually from Shay Browning, and it says, there's no f***ing in baseball. That's fucking fantastic. I'm done. I don't even know what to say. Like, those are really creative hashtags. You know, you have to admit, this is fucking fantastic. I'm glad that I couldn't sleep last night. It paid off for something. This was definitely a very interesting podcast episode. The random things that I can find on the internet. Wi-Fi is amazing, I gotta tell you. Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and I want to thank you guys for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose. Because your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcast, Overcast, and Podbean. I don't know why I read it like that, but you know, obviously, a girl certainly gets around, doesn't she? Well, at least audibly. If you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the Professionally Silly Station, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so that you'll be notified whenever I upload my weekly episodes. And I do some random ass topics. So you've got past podcasts that you can check out if you haven't already. This is actually episode 51. So you've got 50 podcast episodes to catch up on. So that's your homework. Listen to me until you can't stand my voice anymore. And then, or maybe perhaps you just create some sort of Stockholm syndrome and you just can't live without my podcast. That's my plan. That's my evil laugh. I feel like I had to explain it. But yeah, this podcast is very interesting, you know? Hashtag bleep a quote to make it sound dirty. That was very interesting. I gotta say, it really, really was. I had no idea. I knew that they had hashtags that were trending on Twitter, but I just didn't always look at them. And the hashtag brag about your generation, that was awesome. And if you would like to add your own hashtags to those things, you can do it on Twitter. And if you would like me to share it here on my Anchor or on my podcast, feel free to call in and share your hashtag responses for this particular episode. It'd be very interesting to hear what you have to say. Damn, I had a great time. I'm really glad that I did this with you guys. If you're curious about the voice behind the mic, so to speak, follow me on my other social media platforms. And actually, it's very simple. If you just go to my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, in the description box of every last one of my videos, you'll have the links to my other social media, so you can always check it out there. And if you want to go ahead and follow me on Twitter, it's going to be @TrueSmilesJones. And the same thing is going to go for my Snapchat and Instagram. True is spelled without the E, and everything else is spelled correctly. And I want to take another second to thank you guys for listening to my channel, because you could have your ears anywhere right now, but right now you have them with me. You chose to share your ears with me, and I love it. And please don't forget to go ahead and call in, whether it's about this podcast episode or my many other podcast episodes. You can call me on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. 'Evaluate the people in your life, then promote, demote, or terminate. You are the CEO of your motherfucking life. You understand me? So I want you guys to go ahead and check out www.movementwatches.com. If movement is spelled only with four letters, MVMT, standing for movement. And they actually deliver premium on-trend watches, sunglasses, and accessories designed at their headquarters in Los Angeles. And you know what? They're so confident that you'll love what they do that they offer a 2-year guarantee on everything they make, plus free worldwide shipping and returns. Now, style shouldn't break the bank. It really shouldn't. So, you know what I say? We need to change the way we think about fashion. And if you go ahead and join the movement, be sure to use the code TrueSmilesJones15 for $15 off your purchase. That's fire. Now that's TrueSmilesJones. True is spelled without the E, and everything else is spelled correctly. TrueSmilesJones15. So make sure you guys go ahead and visit the hashtag JoinTheMovement and take a look at what they got. Check out their Instagram. You know, go to @Movement for her, or @movement. And once again, movement is spelled MVMT. Check it out. You feel me? And remember what I said. You are the CEO of your motherfucking life. You get one life. Run it the way you want. I'm out.